Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, tweaking an ineffective small business website with easy fixes through WordPress. That story after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. How good is your website? Is it current? Does it target your specific customers and help them make a purchase? A company called Ionitas Local in Austin, Texas, helps target your audience in a particular city or region. But one of the things owner Brian Combs has noticed is the website itself that's the problem, not necessarily where it ranks for you when potential customers do a search. What good is a better ranking if the website itself won't land any customers? He's helping tweak websites with easy fixes done with WordPress. Brian, start with the basics of what you do.
So I help companies be found on the web via website presence in WordPress and SEO for those sites. So if you want to, let's say you are a barbecue restaurant in Kansas City and you want to rank for Barbecue Kansas City, I would help you with that.
Gotcha. And you find that the easiest ways to do that through building through WordPress?
Yeah, it's an incredibly powerful system. It was originally a blog platform, but it's grown into a fully featured content management system that allows you to easily put your content up on a website in a WYSIWYG system. So if you know how to use Microsoft Word, chances are you can get by in WordPress.
Wow. So when you speak to, say, small business owners, and initially bring up the idea of improving their web presence, do their eyes glaze over?
Generally, no, because these are the people that are most... This is very important to them. This is their business. Now, when you get into the specifics, their eyes may glaze over. And in many cases, I still see companies where if they want to have a change on their website, they've got to farm it out to their web developer, and it takes a week, and it's a $300 charge. And so I start talking about how they can manage it themselves. And if you need to change the wording on a page because your product has changed or your menu item has changed, whatever it is, you can just do it. And I generally, business owners really love that empowerment.
Okay. Yeah, that seems to make sense, I guess. Do they want to be able to dedicate that time? Because as you know, some of these folks, you know, open the doors at 5 o'clock, and then when they close at 10 o'clock at night, they're sweeping the floors on the way out.
Sure. And there's always services available, whether through me or someone else, that can go and do that for themselves. I mean, the question is, are they, if they're doing a TV commercial or a magazine ad or I don't, nobody does Yellow Pages anymore, but creating those, somebody sitting and creating those, it might be the business owner, it might be their nephew who took a marketing class, it might be a dedicated marketing person, but they're probably going to have those resources somewhere, and so it's a matter of just working with that resource. I really find nowadays, though, the web presence being the number one way of generating traffic, whether it's foot traffic in the store or phone calls, most business owners realize this is a core competency they need to be able to focus on.
How often do you recommend they maintain it or update it?
I like to see new content going onto the site at least every other week. A couple times a week would be better. Mm-hmm. So that could be done through a blog. That could be done through new pages on the site. It just kind of depends on the company's space. Some businesses just don't change that often.
Yeah.
Some businesses don't make a lot of sense for a blog, at least not very often. I mean, let's say you're let's say you do employee benefits for other companies, it's hard to come up with something a couple times a week to put on there. Okay. I mean, sure, yeah. New regulations come out. But it just depends on the business. If you are a coffee shop, maybe you need to be having new stuff up very regularly. What sort of things are going on in your store? Sometimes you can be creative. I've worked with a company that was a recycling company, metal recycling and so forth, and they did a series of blog posts on weird stuff that would come through the door because strange things would come in to be recycled. And that sort of stuff just worked really, really well.
Well, we're speaking with Brian Combs. He's the owner and founder of Ionitas Local in Austin, Texas. He helps companies get found online. He specializes in doing it through WordPress. How did you get started, by the way, doing this? Did you launch Ionitas Local with the idea that you were just going to help companies get found online, and then you found that you could self-empower them through WordPress? Is that how it developed?
Kind of developed organically. I started off really just focused on the search engine optimization side. And once you've got a website, let's optimize it. Let's build links and citations for it. Found out that in many cases, if they were in WordPress, it was easier and better for the client to go and do those on-page elements myself rather than telling them how to do it, because I could do it faster. It was frankly less mind-numbingly boring to go through and write up a description.
Okay.
I also found out in many cases I would talk to a company and they would say, hey, I want to rank for X, Y, and Z. And I'd look at the website and say, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, that's your website from 2002.
Yeah.
Why don't we make that something a little more current, something that you can maintain? One of the many advantages of WordPress is that you set it up, you get all your content into WordPress. Let's say you want to refresh in 5 years. That's much easier through WordPress, through getting a new WordPress theme, than creating a brand new website.
Okay, so you're not talking about when you reference somebody's terribly old website. Are you talking about redoing that website for them through WordPress, or being to refresh it through WordPress?
Depends on the situation. In some cases, it's as simple as just getting it redone in WordPress. Some cases, they really love their look and feel, and at which point it makes sense to hire a developer to build a custom theme that looks like it. In many cases, it makes more sense to go out and get a commercial theme, which they're not very expensive. They're $60 or so from the reputable sites. These themes will be customizable, and that lays on top of your content and gives you the look and feel you want, whatever color scheme you want, whatever do you want a clean corporate look, do you want something that's a fancy graphical look, those sorts of things. All those are available already. So I prefer to go that direction. I think it makes more sense for most clients, particularly in the long term. One of the disadvantages of custom-built themes is they are often, unless you're going to spend a ton of money, they're going to be kind of held together by duct tape and spit. And so making changes can be more difficult.
Gotcha. Tell me about your business model. Do you charge by the hour? Do you have a flat fee? Does it depend on the client and what they want done?
It depends on the client. I've got a couple of packages that I typically use. Most website packages, let's create a new website, let's get you into WordPress, are flat fees depending on how many pages we're looking at, the complexity of those sorts of things. You're typically talking in the $1,500 range, plus if you need content created, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
I also do a strict hourly. I will sell buckets of 5 hours that you can use for however you want.
Okay.
If you want me to use it for SEO, we'll do that. Changes in the website that are too complex for you, I'll do that. Those sorts of things. I also do sell a package, a monthly package, almost a retainer, but very inexpensive to keep WordPress up to date, and a little bit of consulting on top of that.
Wow. Tell me about the origins of the name of your company, Ionitas.
So I'm a Scottish boy. When I went off on my own, I was looking for Gaelic names because I wanted a clean trademark. I found a website that will actually do Gaelic translations, and I got on there, and I knew I was going to be serving local businesses, and so I asked for Gaelic words around location or locality, those sorts of things. One of the guys on there came back with this long list of words, and one of them was Ionitas. I loved the way it looked instantly. the definition of that word is ubiquity, which I then had to look up, and that's the state of existing in a particular location. Like that really fit with what I was doing. Looked, did a trademark search, it was clean, did a Google search. There were only two pages at the time on the entire internet that had that word on them, and those were the pages from the web form that I had just had created. So it was as clean as a term could be, and it was a 7-character .com domain in 2009, which was fairly unheard of.
Yeah. How about that? What would you do, say, if somebody came along who you thought would be a good fit and wanted to partner with you and kick in a bunch of money or something?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think there's room in tools. If somebody's looking to kick some money in, there is tools to support local businesses that can be built. I've got some thoughts on that.
Okay.
I like staying lean. It's in general. I kind of view myself. I'm kind of a general contractor. If you're building a house, you have a general contractor.
Yeah.
That general contractor is not going to be laying the floor or painting
right.
the walls necessarily, but can hold all those pieces together. So I work with a lot of subs that way. So I'm extensible that way. I don't know if I'd want to bring people in permanently because you increase your risk,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
with that.
Sure, sure.
Tools, I think, would be the direction to go.
Okay. Are you a serial entrepreneur? Have you done this before?
I have done several times, yes. I kind of fall in the unemployable bucket now where I'm not sure I could go out and get a real job.
Okay.
That or I'd be the world's best employee. I'm not sure which it is. But I've done it, yes, over and over again.
Very good. How long has Ionitas been around?
Since 2009.
Oh,
I was
good.
With an agency that I had helped form, found. I wanted to work with smaller companies. In a full-service agency that just doesn't make sense, and I wanted to work with business owners and do things that were tangible.
Thanks, Brian. That is Brian Combs from Ionitas Local. If you're looking him up, by the way, that is Ionadas, Ionitas Local in Austin, Texas. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal, like my name, Gordon Deal, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.